Cannon. Cannon, 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 cannon. Cannon.
Michael, settle down, please. It's too early.
What is happening?
I like authentic angry Drew.
What is happening?
I also like that it's making its debut on the After Disaster. That's my latest, newest drop that I got from Drew while he was off air. He had no idea that I was recording. He didn't even know I could hear him. And he was very upset and frustrated with the technical difficulties he was having. That's 100% authentic. Anyhow. What's going on, Mike?
What is happening?
Yeah, Mike's very upset.
I got nothing on the headset. Either one.
That's my fault. I have to go in there and push a button.
Yeah, fuck it. I'll do it without headset.
Yeah? You're not able to hear a thing, Ty says.
Still can you hear now?
Can't hear it.
No. I can tell Tyler how to do it, but then he would know how to do my job.
Well, this might be a fun show. Maybe I'll try to fix this.
What is happening? What is happening?
Okay.
All okay, right. You should be able to hear.
I got something there.
There we go.
Yeah.
That's what we are talking
nice.
About.
It's only in one ear, but that's all right. I'll take it. It's in the good ear.
What's your good ear?
The right ear.
Goody.
The left ear's got about 70% hearing.
Is the left ear the gay ear? Which one's the gay ear?
Yeah.
If
If you point your left ear at somebody, clearly you're gay.
No, if you have a earring in your right ear only, you're gay.
How did that rumor start?
It wasn't a rumor.
Boy George had it in right ear only.
Everybody knows there's three things that make you gay. Earring in the right ear, tapping your foot while you're in a stall, and driving a Volkswagen.
Also the disposable income.
Yeah. And the dressing nice.
Yeah, and the neatness of your apartment.
And liking Wing Chun.
And,
there's a timely reference.
Get my lighter from that dude. He just stole my lighter. Yeah,
great.
Thank you.
Didn't steal it, actually. But
so we had some off-air security guard.
Yeah, talk.
Run-ins again.
Yep.
What else we got? We got some good stuff. We got some good stuff this week. I got to talk about... No, that's the wrong show. That is the wrong show there. What?
Let me check my notes. I got a lot of notes.
Oh, I got some more Family Feud. Family Feud coming up a lot lately. Got to talk live show location, and I got to talk about my massage. Right.
Oh, yeah.
And I
forgot
a,
about that. Your assault. Your assault
massage.
We got
to talk about the shirts, too.
We got to talk about shirts, I guess? Yeah, all right. We're going to talk a lot about the show, but there's also stuff outside the show that we're going to talk about. Welcome to the After Disaster. I am Anderson. That is Mike Carano to my left, and there's Ty Ty not playing a fair game. Also, thanks to Misty N, also known as Invisible Pen.
Misty N-word?
That almost rhymes. Misty N, also known as Invisible Pen. Some fun for all.
Let's see what it is. Smelling salts.
Here we go. This is totally visual, I realize, as I... pull this
out
of the bag.
Fortune teller, miracle fish. I don't know how to do these.
Do you remember them? There's nothing to know. Ty Ty, you feel left out?
You rub them together or something?
That's horseshit.
Thank you,
Misty. Look to your left. Look to your left there. You see the CD case, the jewel right there? No, a little bit in front where it says coffee, caveman coffee, Jeff.
Yeah.
Inside the jewel, I left one for you like an Easter egg.
What is it?
We all have one now.
What does it do?
It's the fortune. They're a little fish. This is from my childhood. It came up on the show a long time ago.
They're all negative.
No. All right, listen. We brought this up on the show a long, long time ago. Tyler, turn off your mic. I'm going to kill myself. I'm sorry. I shouldn't have said that. But brought these up from our childhood. Used to get them like at candy stores or like, you know, convenience stores and whatnot. Fortune teller miracle fish. They're little red guys. They're very thin little like fish cutouts. And you put it on the palm of your hand, and however it moves on the palm of your hand, It tells you what you're. What you're
but they're on. All. Most of them are negative.
All right, read off of what they are.
Moving head, jealousy. Uh-huh. Moving tail, indifference. Mm-hmm. Moving head and tail, in love.
That's really negative.
Curling sides, fickle. Uh-huh. Turns over, false.
What's false mean? I don't understand. Are you asking
a question? Maybe you ask it a question. Motionless, dead one. Curls up entirely, passionate.
Passionate.
Definitely confused about the one that's dead one.
Yeah.
I'm confused by the
fish is dead.
I'm hoping it curls up entirely.
All right, so we got all do
are they reusable?
Yeah, yeah. You can put it back in a little envelope.
So we have to ask it a question?
No, I think that's why the false thing makes no sense. But you just put it in your
There's nothing
hand.
Like getting your fortune told by something that also has
in the
UPC
palm of your hand.
Barcode print on it. That's how you know it's a good
place
fortune.
Your hand. Tyler, put it in your hand. See what happens.
Okay.
Mine is curling completely up.
I am apparently...
Passionate. You're a passionate man.
Look at that. That's some serious... You got some passion going too, Tyler. What do you got going?
Tyler, hold it up so we can see. Yours is doing nothing.
Passion.
No, his head's moving.
Passion.
Is yours curled all the way? Is it giving itself a little fish head?
I think I'm in love. Or no, it's curled all the way over. What is that?
It's passionate.
Oh, wait, now it's flat again. Wait,
oh, no.
Oh, no. I'm losing my passion.
Am I dead?
No, I'm not. I'm
Did
passionate.
I lose my boner?
You know what? I got a weird feeling the air conditioning might be affecting it.
No, it's heat sensitive, I think.
That's
so
what I, that's what I
the
just
said. The
hotter
you are, the more.
Yeah, the air conditioning is blowing directly on my hand.
Oh, so you're saying that's why you're not even more passionate?
No, I'm saying.
You take it off your hand, it immediately flattens back out again. Oh, the fish are sweet. Thank you very much, Miss Deanne.
Yeah, thank
Appreciate
you.
Appreciate that.
You're right. Good it stuff. Does flatten out.
Good stuff. Okay.
I'm going to use this for every decision.
She sent us plenty, so I can send you off with a few as well. You can do videos with the mic. You can do whatever you like. You should do 3 minutes of with Mike with those.
4.5 minutes with Mike?
Drew takes a lot of abuse on the show. I love Drew.
The,
Stop doing that.
Hey, can I just get something? Can I get something out there right away?
You don't eat them, Tyler? No.
Hey, I wish you could eat these. You can, probably.
Well, I mean, you can eat anything. There's a guy that ate a plane.
I like the bag more.
I
want to
eat this thing.
The bag is awesome.
Awesome.
Yeah, it is. I want to eat. It looks like a bag that could be filled with cocaine. Sweet.
Awesome.
Cocaine. Sugar.
It's kind of bittery. More bitter.
I would like to eat this and then go get an x-ray and find out what it's doing in my stomach.
What? Speaking of x-rays, a quick little shout out to a listener and recent guest here on the old After Disaster, Tanya Kruger. Play a little effects there, a little sound effects. Really liked having Tanya on the show.
Yep.
And I promised her that we would once again just plug her. Our audience is large enough that there might be somebody in a position where they're looking for a motivational speaker, whether it be for their company or for their school or for assemblies. But She left us here with a brochure. And she is from what I can tell, a very good motivational speaker.
But I'll do it.
You'll do the motivational speaker instead of her?
If you need a motivational speaker and you're going to hire her, I will do it for $40 less. No offense, Tanya. But I want to do this.
But her motivation, inspire and encourage through education on discrimination, bullying, accommodations, learning disabilities, abilities, adversity, mental illness, addiction, panic disorders, self-advocacy, spina bifida, scoliosis, and faith. I will say we didn't say the faith part there at the end. But
I will motivate through sarcasm.
Accommodations? What, is she going to like go and explain to you like how you can get a better room at the Holiday Inn on the street?
That would motivate me.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Anyways, Tanya Kruger, very brave lady. Very nice lady, and we had her on the show a couple weeks ago, and it just occurred to me that I wanted to give her a nice little, one more little shout-out. So TanyaKruger.com, spelled just like the guy with the knives for hands. Tanya Kruger, T-A-N-Y-A.
Coincidentally, she has knives for hands.
Kruger. Now, everything that I spent on food today, I'm going to write off as a tax deduction for my volunteer work there. That was like, what do you call it?
Where'd you volunteer?
Well, I just, by
Michael.
Talking about
oh,
Tanya.
Oh, shit.
By Tanya.
I wish I had more. Food, then.
Yeah.
We get to write this
we
off.
We get to write everything off. Yeah.
I did have an expensive hamburger.
Was it one of those goddamn umami burgers?
No, no. I didn't want to wait. Even though I was there, I walked across the street and got it from Ruby's. A mediocre hamburger and fries and a milkshake, $15.99.
Umami's, I don't think you've talked about it on the show. We've spared everyone from hearing you
no,
talk about
it. No, he's talked about it on the show.
I've probably talked
about
it.
How they inject
I don't know if they
gluten.
Inject it.
They inject
That's what
gluten.
One of the managers was telling me, and I don't know if he knew exactly what he was talking about. He goes, you see that big can of powder? And I'm like, yeah. And he goes, that's pure gluten. He goes, they put it on everything. And I'm like, well, it's good. It's good. Good stuff.
That's exactly the thing everyone's trying to avoid.
Someday you're going to be there, and I'm going to make you try that chicken sandwich, and I'm going to make you try what is the best salad I've ever had.
With it, does it have lard
it's a
dressing?
Truffle beet salad with seared ahi on top, and every bite's delicious, and I can't explain why. I don't like
Grilled
salad.
Grilled with pure trans fat?
I'm hopefully. Yeah. Hopefully, because I need more of that.
All right.
I need more trans fat.
Should we get the racist thing that just occurred off our chest here?
I don't know what you're talking about.
Uh-huh. You're not?
I wasn't racist.
No, you weren't. We were in the clear here.
It wasn't racist.
It? Now we're racist again.
Are you talking about the security
guard? The
security
guard, yeah.
You think that was racist?
You weren't a part of what happened. So I walk up.
Oh, okay. I thought you were talking about me.
It's all dark outside. Right?
Got it.
There's a light switch. It was dark when you got here, Ty Ty?
Nah, I got here too early.
So it's dark. It was dark when I pulled up, and we should have the lights on up front because it's a security issue. Mm-hmm. So I talked to the security guard. I'm like, hey, you know how to turn on the lights? Because I have no idea. There's a switch apparently deep in the building somewhere to turn
deep
on those front
the
lights.
Bowels.
And he was kind of being like standoffish with the idea of turning. He's like, yeah, I'll turn them. I like to get it dark first. And then
Why?
It occurred to me, he's
is
terrified
he controlling the universe?
Of the halfway house across the street. Like, he,
oh.
Remember when a few weeks ago when he cornered me and he wanted to talk?
Wouldn't he want more light then? Or does he think they're like moths?
I think that I asked him. I said, are you afraid someone's got like a scope on a gun over there and you don't want to be able to be seen? Like, you want to make sure it's dark
out
here?
That seed.
And he's like, nah, I'm not too worried.
That's a dark thing to jump to.
I'm not too worried. That's where we went.
Are you afraid there's a guy with a scope on a gun and he's pointing it at your head right now?
Because you should be.
You ever seen that movie Targets?
No.
Late 60s?
No, but I saw the pilot for Policewoman where they're out shooting cops.
Well, I like the trucks. They're fast.
Tyler,
Blue.
You can't do Paul callbacks and things that didn't happen on the show.
Why not? We were all there.
Everyone's confused.
It's for your guys' enjoyment.
For us. The show's for us.
Hey, everyone, look, there's trucks and they're fast. Okay, moving
talking
on.
About, we were talking about people with horrible non sequiturs who you can't have conversations with. And we used to have a security guard here about 15 years ago. And I remember that really well because he would try and make conversations while I was trying to work on things. And the one that stands out the most with me was he just comes up to me and he goes, I saw a truck race on TV last night. They go really fast.
He's a master at leaving you befuddled. He's good. That's a skill.
You can make
a comment. And it's not a question or
like
a statement.
What
it's
is a good way to keep that conversation going? Or
it makes you question your own sanity because you're like, if they thought that was something good to bring up, why aren't I able to like contribute to this conversation? What's wrong with me?
I like shrimp.
At least I can say, yeah, me too. Shrimp are good. Where's a good place to get some?
Good point. Good point.
I saw a truck race on TV last night. They go fast.
No, they don't. No, you didn't. No, they don't. Liar.
Yes, they do.
Exactly. It's like a perfect. It has a beginning, a middle, and an end. It's like there's no discussion allowed. It's just like reporting on a fact.
I think after long consideration.
I swept before today. It's clean now.
A lot of consideration. I countered with, That's what I came back with.
Mm-hmm.
Now go back outside and watch my car.
Let's go back outside as far as conversation goes. So I say, are you afraid that he has a scope? Somebody, you know, that guy that was fucking with you a couple weeks ago has a scope, and you want to make sure that he can't see you. So that's why he's like, nah, I'm not too worried about those guys. He's like, I got a lot, not any more worried about them than I am worried about guys in my own neighborhood. So then I made the mistake of asking where he lives.
Yeah, right there. Okay.
Because Stanley was taking forever, and I just wanted to get in the door, but Stanley was off in the corner peeing.
Stanley,
so I'm going, come on, Stanley, come on.
Yep.
Like I was that one time with Reggie a long time ago, but I called Stanley Reggie by mistake right in front of Reggie. Come on, Reggie. Ooh, I mean Stanley. That was bad. So he says, I live downtown L.A. And I say, all right, my brother lives down there. And he goes, they're not all so bad, though. He's like, no, they're not all dangerous. There's a lot of you types out there, too. A lot of you. He didn't even say types. He said you. He was talking about white people.
Maybe he meant meth heads.
5 minutes later, he came in to clarify to both Mike and I.
And you went, you mean the landlords?
And he pops his head, and now I'm in the studio, and he says, I was talking about rich folk.
What?
Yeah.
This
all happened moments ago.
Am I rich?
Apparently, we're all rich in the eyes of the security guards here at Loveland.
So. Is that why? Do you think because you have a Lexus and you're white and you work at a radio
station?
Have
you seen the car that I drive?
No, I know, but people...
If I were to, like, rinse it off, you could make a mud hut.
He thinks... Maybe he sees me coming in with Fiji water, and he's like...
Oh, I never got your water.
That's all right.
I'm a terrible friend.
No, I'm fine. I'm fine.
Want me to go get it?
I'm fine.
Why don't we take a little break? I'll go get you some water.
We'll be back, folks.
No, what are we doing? We don't need to take a break.
Water break!
Are we all taking a break?
Welcome to intermission. Intermission.
If listeners knew we were doing this, they could go pee and stuff right now.
They can, right now.
Yeah, but they don't know if it's going to stop any second. Anderson walks in with the water. He's about 4 feet away from me and still throws it to me. even though he's going to walk right by me.
Still, intermission.
It's such a guy thing.
That'd be more fun that way. So, okay. We're going to, I'm setting up, I don't know if I told you this yet, Mike, but we're working on an all black after disaster.
So we're out?
Well, we'll be like the white filling.
You mean audience? We're going to do a live show with all black audience?
No, well, they're going to come in here. We're okay. going to have like four or five black
What business. Do you mean they're going to come okay. in here?
Shouldn't have said that, right?
Are they going to be the security guys here or are we going to find new people?
What?
Did you already find guys that want to come in here?
No, they approached me.
Oh, okay. Cool.
He and his friends approached me. Is that okay? Can I say that? We're going to make up for all these. We're going to put all these racist rumors
or we're
going to
make
bed.
It worse.
And we might make it worse. It's going to be a good discussion, though.
They're going to be like, was the metal detector always here? Yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I think it'd be good if we kind of come up with some of our top hits, racist top hits, and kind of run it by them and see what their true reaction is.
I don't know if we should relive that stuff. I don't know if I want to do that.
No, but I don't think it is racist, a lot of the stuff that we get accused of being racist for. You know what I mean? I love these guys.
Hey, I'm still excited about this.
About what?
You know what happened after the show last week?
What show?
After our show.
Uh-huh.
Wednesday night.
After the after disaster.
Yep.
Yeah, you hung out with Paul McCartney.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
And Michael. Yes.
Are we going to do this?
I'm still excited about it.
Are you still pumped
I met
up?
Paul McCartney.
I told my wife. You know how she reacted? Yes, I know. I saw his pictures on Facebook.
I was
and Twitter.
It was
Instagram.
It was very starstruck and exciting. And after he came out of the men's room, he came over to me and shook my hand. And I looked over at Tara, and she was holding her hands over her face like she was going to start crying. Like, oh my God.
Did you ask him?
I didn't ask him anything. He just said, "Nice to meet you." And he was talking to Judd for a couple of minutes.
Who's
and
Judd?
Then Judd Apatow.
You can't do that.
Oh, he's talking to Judd Apatow. Okay. I was with Judd outside talking. Yeah. And Paul came up to Judd, and I felt like the third wheel, so I stepped off like my foot and took a couple of pictures. And then Judd was done. He's like, "Oh my God, did you get a picture?" I went, "Yeah." And he grabbed my phone and walked away from me. And he goes, "I'm not letting you have it back. I know they're in my phone. These pictures." And texted
him to
himself.
Realize if Judd was black, he might have been shot by a police officer for stealing your phone right at that moment.
It was dark, and I thought he was black, and I started
stop
to attack.
Stop trying to cram greatest hits into this already.
This isn't the Missouri after disaster. So, Paul McCartney, then I met one of the Sherman Brothers.
I don't know what that is. Do you make cigarettes?
One of the great songwriting duos of all time that wrote all the music for Mary Poppins and some songs I hate, like It's a
How
Small
was
World.
How is he still alive?
He was at the Improv doing an ALS benefit video with
Roy.
Oh,
we got to talk about that, too.
Oh, no. And then I met a kid with ALS, and I don't know if you're allowed to touch them and stuff, but I took his hand out of its little wheelchair resting and shook it vigorously. And then I...
Was his whole body gyrating?
I was shooting the show with this kid. And then here's the best part of it. They had someone from... a bunch of people from Disney were there. Like, Roy Disney was there. And that's why the Sherman...
That's the son?
Richard Sherman or Robert Sherman, was there. It was kind of a big deal. One of the songwriting team.
Why was it such a big night? Just...
It was a video being produced as a benefit for ALS.
Oh, so all these fucks came out and said, "Hey, make sure I'm in the video."
They set the room as a little theater, and they had cameras and stuff. And then they had a kid there that was the token ALS kid who drove in from Riverside. Dad is the worst goddamn handicapped van driver ever. I tried to help him out on a Melrose. I'm like, "Let's go! It's clear!" And he's just like inching out. I'm like, "Ah, fuck!"
Right.
You got to hit the gas.
Can that kid be in our video? How old is that kid?
Well, here's the problem. The girl who was doing the benefit was telling me about ALS, and apparently once you're diagnosed, you have 6 months to 2 years to live, and no one survives.
Right.
So I don't know where that kid's at on it.
No one survives anyways with anything.
You know, you're right. Good point. I should have brought that up to the kid.
You should have said, yeah, you know what? You think you got it bad? Most people are born, and then within 80 years, they're going to be dead.
He was a nice kid.
Wait, the math doesn't work.
He was showered with gifts and fake badges from police departments around the county that gave him an honorary badge. And then he is a huge Disneyland fanatic, which is why they brought him into this benefit, to this video. And they had the girl who plays one of the princesses in a Disney stage play there, who was not unattractive.
You said that she was attractive, is what you told me.
Yeah, she was very attractive.
All right.
And I made a huge deal about her being there.
Why? How?
To the kid. I'm like, "Look who it is! It's Jasmine!" I was freaking out. And she's like, "You're a fucking psycho."
Like,
and then she invited me to a meet and greet at Disneyland with the cast.
Of the ALS cast?
No, just she goes, "If you ever want to meet and greet, I can get you backstage and meet everybody." And I was like, "Yeah, I don't know about that."
You get her digits, bruh?
Nope.
Come on.
Nope, because I'm a gentleman.
Why are you winking at me?
because I got something in my eye.
No,
but the kid was a sweetheart, and it kind of broke my heart. I gave him a bunch of Disneyland pictures, and then I told him like I normally charge $60 for these. I tried to do that to be
nice.
Funny, and it just wasn't going anywhere. I'm like,
So he was speaking back to you, and you were holding a conversation with him. He wasn't just.
It was hard. It was hard to understand him.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so this the bucket
it was heartbreaking.
The bucket challenge. I mean, Tyler, take a wild guess as to what my take is on the ice bucket challenge.
I believe we discussed it last week, and you said that you'd hate it.
Nope. I don't think we did talk about it last week, did we?
I don't think we did, but I did feel guilty not doing it after Fart Barf challenged us.
Yeah, so we got challenged, and whatever. I will never be pouring ice water over my head for a video to show that I'm.
Are you going
to
send him $10?
No, it's 100.
I'm not letting them strong arm me into this.
No, you are. Mike, we had this discussion. It was through text messages.
I gotta be honest,
maybe
with you.
Some phone calls. You
the
and I had lunch.
I spent
we talked
with
about
that
it.
Kid was worth more than $10.
Well, you already tried to get off the hook with was the fact that you gave him pictures.
Yeah.
You normally charge.
So he owes me $20 because I gave him $2.
Okay. I can't stand trends. I'm so goddamn tired of this already. It's only been a week, but it's just all right. Enough with the buckets and the water. And when I learned more about it, that's your way of getting out of giving $100 to ALS.
Yeah.
It makes it.
No.
Yes.
You do the water. If you do the water, you donate $20.
You donate $10. If you don't do it, you donate $100.
It's $20.
How about I do nothing?
No, it's $10.
Well, all the ones I've read, it's $20.
I'm down with the show. Giving $100 for sure. We're gonna do that. Why not? Right? It's the least we could do. We're gonna do that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So we're gonna do that. But I wanted to do a response video. I wanted to do something. And the initial idea was to have a bucket and pour it over her head and just a bunch of money and change would come out. The day that I came up with it, on TMZ, I see Charlie Sheen did the exact same thing, but with $10,000. So there's no way we can do that.
How about if we throw a block of ice at a homeless guy's head?
What the fuck? How does that help it?
I should have dumped ice on that kid's head while he was sitting there in his wheelchair.
Oh, that'd be a good one.
Dude, you're going to love this.
But the other idea that I came up with, which I think might be too much... And I know Tyler says that he's out, but we get a kid who's really cool with ALS, right?
Yeah. Fonzie. ALS Fonzie.
There's got to be a cool. Maybe we had a listener who's cool.
Maybe he's got ALS and he smokes, so he's cool.
Right? But he like wears something kind of like scandally clad-ish.
Yeah, I see it. Okay. I'm in.
We have the buckets.
Somehow
we're about
we
to...
got to convince this kid's parents to let him put on like a bra.
No, there's adults with ALS, right? Luke Garrick.
I don't know, man.
Mm-hmm. He was an adult.
It's not so, luckiest, yeah, it's
luckiest
it's
man
people
alive.
Of all ages.
Luckiest man. Remember the
he
speech?
Was, yeah, he was until.
It wasn't like the disease made him look like an old Yankee. He was actually a man with ALS. So the idea is we have the buckets, and then we say, no, fuck that. We're not going to do that. We're actually going to give money to ALS. Camera pans over, and you and I make it rain on this kid. Well, he's wearing Speedos or something. But is that exploitative?
It's a little exploitative.
But what if he's like 24 and he's cool?
Child molesters might look at it.
No, what if he's older, though, and he's smoking and cool?
He's got a motorcycle wheelchair?
Yeah. Tyler, you're not in?
No.
Why?
Not it.
This sounds like way more planning than us just dumping water on our
seriously.
Heads and sending in $10.
Well, we got to kill the buckets on the head.
Also, hate it as much as you want. They've raised way more money for it than they have in the past.
They've never, I know. I guess it was like $1.5 million last year. This year, it's like over $14 million, I think.
Yeah.
Now.
Yeah.
Plus our $100.
Yeah.
The people I can't stand are the people who are like, there's a drought in California. Why are you doing this bucket?
Fuck you.
Like, then, okay, then don't shower this week.
Don't have
like,
ice in your drink, you fucking idiot.
It's true. I never thought about the drought.
You know what I think about this drought? I don't. I don't give a shit.
We
I don't
have a
give
drought.
A fuck.
This is a serious issue.
I don't give a shit if all the reservoirs dry up as long as my sink turns on. I can take 25-minute showers.
That's why they turn on. It's because the reservoirs have water in them.
In that
Mike.
Case, I take it back.
I kind of feel like a frontiersman because I got a really bad leak in my shower, right?
Mm-hmm. Bad leak.
And it's inside the wall, so I got to deal with the landowner, the landlord to kind of the plumber has to come out and like rip through the wall and actually fix the pipes inside the wall.
So leaking all the time?
All the time. Just nonstop.
How does that make you feel like a frontiersman?
Because listen, I got a bucket from Osh, right?
Mm-hmm.
Took a bucket. It's like a 5-gallon bucket. I put it underneath the drip. Mm-hmm. It just drips.
And then you pour that on your head
and
to
every
take
morning,
a shower?
Every morning when I wake up, I take the big bucket and sloshing about, kick the dogs out of the way. Move it, guys. Coming through with water. And I dump it straight into my pool, which also has a leak.
Just like they did on the frontier.
It's like the circle of life.
Well, I feel like I'm actually every morning when I wake up in nothing but my boxers, I'm doing something frontiersy. You know, it's a good way to wake up.
Yeah, do you have your little butt flap like onesie on.
I should get that though.
I'm thinking
slung
about getting,
over one shoulder.
So I go in my pool, in my little baby pool, right?
Yeah.
And it's a pain in the ass to like have the board shorts and you got to dry them out because I never go in for more than like 10 minutes. So a lot of time I go in like naked. Mm-hmm. I don't really like that either much.
Yeah, I don't like that one bit
because I know that like neighbors can see probably.
Yeah, don't
so
like it.
I'm thinking about getting a Speedo. Just for the backyard.
Yeah, I don't think that's much less work putting on than a board shorts.
But they dry so much quicker.
Yeah, well, yeah. It's, don't
you
know.
Don't want, you don't like
don't
the Speedo
like
idea?
No, okay. I think you're just trying to
I'd rather come over and see you naked in your backyard than walking
wearing
around
a
with a Speedo.
You know what's so great is Chef Ramsay, probably my favorite human being living today. That's not a Pittsburgh Penguin. Probably my favorite person. I love him. You love him too, right?
I like him a lot, yeah. But so, I don't love him as much as Paul McCartney.
I think I'd be more
Paul
excited.
Paul McCartney loves Gordon Ramsay?
Why do we love Brits?
You know what I was happy about?
He's actually Scottish.
That you were
He's actually Scottish.
That we ran into the Beavs.
Oh, yeah. Mike has had a star-studded week.
Tara and I were hiking around Lake Hollywood.
You've had the Mount Rushmore of celebrities.
I know.
Paul McCartney,
Justin Bieber. And then I ended up hanging out with Tosh and Spade on Saturday. Can I name drop anymore? Yeah, mm-hmm. I can, actually, because today... No, I... we were hiking around Lake Hollywood yesterday. Was it yesterday?
Yeah. Yes.
And it was just empty. There's just no one out there. No one ever hikes around that lake. It's very few people. Maybe cross paths with six people, and we turn the corner.
It's all concrete, Tyler.
Turn the corner, and there's dudes walking towards us. And we both look at them like, I know it's somebody.
What kind of dudes?
Bunch of black guys.
You could have said the kind of guys that are going to be on our show soon.
Bunch of black guys, like five of them. But one of them wasn't black, and it was the Biebs in the middle of them.
That's so cool.
And we just stopped talking for like 30 seconds as we passed them, like as if we were... Maybe we were starstruck.
Was it like respect out of respect? Like, let
no,
him have a silence.
She was just blah, 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 cooking show, blah, blah, blah. Uh-huh. And I was just, because I know it's important to be a good listener, so I'm kind of like nodding and pitching in like, yeah,
yeah,
every once in a while. And then
the trucks go fast.
It just stopped. Silence for like 40 seconds.
40.
And then she went, what a douche. And I went, I gave your defense. I went, you know what? I got to be honest with you. I feel for him. I think, I hope he's all right.
No, it's not even that.
He's a kid. He's allowed to be a dude.
I mean, he's lived like, you know, dozens of lifetimes already by the time he's not even 21 yet. But I just find it super interesting. It's like a social experiment to be able to watch this kid with ultimate power and unlimited funds and fame.
He's a lot taller than I thought.
Who's not an addict. And let's see what happens. Let's see if he figures it out or if he gets even douchier. It's really fun to watch. It's like a Petri dish.
But he's a lot lankier and a lot taller. Like, he's really nerdy looking.
Oh, I wish I was there. That's...
Yeah.
I was supposed to be at a meeting at K-Rock like a year and a half ago, and I skipped out.
And he was there?
And he ended up being in the meeting. Oh, fuck!
Should have gone.
It was like five people. I would have been the sixth person.
Maybe we can get the... you know what? I should have asked him if he wants to come on.
I was just Bieber at a meeting that you would have been at.
Because he was just touring K-Rock, I guess, and they pulled him into the meeting real quick to meet like with the guy that runs K-Rock and the guy that runs this other thing that I was supposed to be a part of.
I wish I would have known we were doing that black show because I would have invited him and his friends into the show, and I
would
have said...
How would you have sold that?
We can kill two birds with one stone. We're going to do a racist show.
No, we're not doing a racist show. What?
And
yeah.
Why are we doing a racist show?
Thought you said we're going to dredge up all of the racist comments.
Yeah, it's not going to be a racist show. We're going to try and figure out if we actually are racist. It still bothers me.
Yeah, I like doing that around a bunch of white people.
Tyler, remember, Tyler, when you found that thing on that message board and it dropped like a couple names of shows that are like out there and racist? It was like Tosh.0 and us. Remember that?
Mm.
Yeah.
I don't like that one bit.
No, neither do I.
I don't like it one bit.
Nor do I.
I also think if somebody really thinks we're racist, that's kind of makes me angry.
I'm with you.
You know what? Let's bring this up real fast. I don't want to touch on this for long, but I have a friend who's become a social advocate for certain things. And he did convince me to stop saying things are gay, which I didn't really do anyway. And he convinced me that how offensive faggot was, so I don't say that anymore. Because I thought that was a funny word in reference to...
I was saying it on this show.
Not a gay person, but a person who was just an irritating asshole. I thought faggot was the perfect word. And I stopped using that. His new cause now is the word pussy.
Oh, no.
And he's like, you don't understand what that word means. I'm like, it's...
Who is this person?
It's Todd Glass. He's like, it's like a bullying term, no. And you're calling somebody. And I'm like, I don't know if I can stop
Wait
using that one because I think pussy is.
Wait a minute. All right. Now, Todd Glass, his video that opens up the Irvine Improv, does that open up other improvs
might be
as well?
An old video, the old Todd Glass.
Oh, really? There's a new Todd Glass?
Yeah.
Because here's how it
went.
It's like,
now.
Stop talking. Just laugh. If you're in the comedy club, you laugh. Shut up.
Yeah.
If that's not bullying the audience.
Kind of is, yeah. Yeah. You got a good point.
He's being a pussy with this whole thing.
I see. Either way, I don't.
I like Todd Glass, but that's really super annoying.
I love him.
Super annoying
but
when people take up causes like
what
that.
What is offensive about pussy?
Well, I mean,
like,
women
I don't like the word.
No,
I don't like
the
word.
Because they think that it's like, gross.
Okay, I don't use that word in reference to a woman's vagina because I think that's kind of gross.
Yeah, yeah, it is. It's
like
degrading.
I don't like all those slangs. I think that's
you
gotta
use cooch.
Cooch is good. Yeah,
yeah, it's fine.
Yeah, yeah. I don't like.
What are you supposed to call
okay,
it?
Okay, here's the.
What do you call it?
Let me just explain to you.
Nectar cave.
I have a lot of respect for vaginas, like a lot.
Mm-hmm.
I think of the vagina as a beautiful flower,
right?
That needs nourishment,
mm-hmm.
and a lot of licking.
No,
but seriously,
how would you go to that road so quickly?
I would never go. Just get some pussy.
Yeah, yeah.
And I
like that word existing. I like people using it because if you use it the wrong way, it's like, oh, you're that person. I don't want to be your friend anymore.
Yeah,
Tyler, turn off your mic.
It's killing
everyone involved.
Good point.
It's killing. Thank you.
But however,
if you hear a guy say, "Let's go out and get some fucking pussy tonight," like you know, you don't want to be friends with that guy, and you don't want to associate with his friends.
Now here's
if
one
you
that
hear
might...
a guy use the N word like that. Don't want to be friends.
Yeah,
Tyler.
Yeah.
Don't want to be friends, right? I would
you
like
would
it if these people were all allowed to, if they didn't get shunned into having to say it like behind closed doors or just yelling it in their car with the windows up. You know, let them say it so
you
that we can.
You would have loved the conversation Tara and I had with Jim Jeffries. You would have loved it, which was him maybe had a couple of drinks,
mm-hmm.
very excited about Paul McCartney being there, mm-hmm. like overly excited.
He did the same thing with your phone, right? Like he demanded because
yes.
you got pictures with him with
they
Paul
both
McCartney.
Grabbed my phone and texted themselves their own pictures, mm-hmm. but he was trying to take credit for bringing the word
cunt?
Making the word cunt.
Yeah, I think him and Bill Burr
popular. He's like, you know what? I'm not letting it get shunned and put in. You know, I say cunt in public all the time, and he goes, I hear other people saying it. He goes, and I think I'm responsible. And he was genuinely trying
like
to sell her on the fact that he's bringing cunt back, and she was in total agreement.
He's bringing cunt.
She's
back.
Like, I love that word.
Yep.
I love that word. I love when people yell it at people and stuff. She goes, yeah, you should bring it back.
Oh, it's you good. Pussies don't know how to act.
I love that Carano had a conversation with two separate comedians, two well-known comedians, in 1 week at totally polar opposite sides of the spectrum.
About the modern lexicon and what
both
is
about
and what
the female genitalia.
Yeah,
one saying you can't say pussy anymore. The other one saying everyone must say cunt all the time.
Yeah, yeah, that's great.
What is your life?
Can I tell you? I already talked about this on my podcast, but I'm just going to say it one last
you
time.
Have a podcast?
Here. So as you know, we're friends with Daniel Tosh.
Mm-hmm.
At we all are.
Is your podcast the one that when you post on the Facebook, it's just like a bunch of blue words and weird numbers?
I don't What's know going on? What it
what?
Is.
What?
Mike just posts these horrible links that look like a computer threw up.
What are you talking about?
My podcast, which I need
links,
more subscribers, by the way.
Like from Zelda? That's the worst thing I've said in a
while. Either way.
What are you talking?
It doesn't matter. My podcast doesn't matter. The point is.
What are you talking about throwing up blue links? What are you talking about?
You understand this.
And when you say
this.
That Tosh is friends with all of us, you have to exclude Tyler to make it actually true.
Okay. So either way. But you know, friends. You're friends with somebody.
Right. You know them well
enough. There's a couple people at the Improv in Irvine that may have thought I was gay at some point in time,
mm-hmm.
maybe, including Tara.
Mm-hmm. Oh, really?
We were sitting in the booth watching.
Tara's at the Improv?
I brought Tara to see Tosh in Irvine like a year ago, and we were sitting in the booth, and Tosh squeezed in with us, and he and I kind of sat in the corner and giggled to each other for 20 minutes.
Uh-huh.
And then he left, and she goes, "You guys are gay." And I went, "No, we're not." And she goes, "You're totally gay. You guys are giggling and whispering in each other's ears." So I go, "No, we're just trying to be private."
Uh-huh.
So...
With your gay life.
I meet Tosh in the parking lot,
uh-huh.
and we walk in through the club into the green room, and he goes in, lights a candle, turns off all the lights, and we sit down, and we have a conversation.
What? Where is this?
Because he wanted it quiet and dark.
And this is at the Irvine Improv?
Yeah, the new club.
The new one?
The new club.
And oh, this is recently.
So we're sitting Saturday, and we're sitting in there having a conversation.
Just the two of you?
Yeah, by candlelight. Pitch dark with one candle going.
Why?
That's how he wanted it. I don't know. We're sitting on the couch having a conversation.
Uh-huh.
And the server comes in to see if he wants anything, and she opens the door and went, "Oh, my God," and closed the door. And then I got up and walked out there, and I see her over in the corner giggling, and everyone's looking at me, and I went, "That looked weird, right?" And she goes, "Yeah, that was kind of weird. Yeah, two adult men sitting on the couch with a candle lit. And I went, "Yeah."
What is wrong with him?
That's just how it is.
That's just how it is.
Yeah.
He likes to sit with men, grown men,
hey,
in a dark club with nothing but one candle.
I'm going to be honest.
Where did the candle come from? Did he have it in his pocket?
No, they were in the club. They were in the green room.
Because it would be really strange if he pulled it out of his man purse.
They were in the green room. But a lot of First of all,
his carryall had a little purr.
If I just took a long limo ride from L.A. to Irvine, I'd want to sit in a candlelit room, too.
A long limo ride? I don't like this white conversation we're having.
Candles in the limo.
I'm done with this white conversation. I feel like some guys, security guard was bringing up a good point.
There's a lot of people, a lot of comics that want total quiet before they go on. And because once I walked in the green room to say hi to Damon Wayans, and he was laying on the ground in the dark, meditating.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't understand what meditation was at the time, so I just started talking.
How does he have a son that, or is that, yeah, Damon Wayans' son is in that movie, Let's Be Cops?
Yeah.
How does he have a son that old? That's crazy.
Well, he's got to be in his 50s.
Here's how dumb I am. I thought it was Damon Wayans. I'm like, wow, he's looking really good.
Keenan's the oldest one, right?
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know how old they are.
He's almost like a skeleton.
All right.
He does now. But he's the creator of In Living Color, and he also had a talk show a long time ago. Okay. Which they asked me to work on, and then I think they thought,
what happens if we do this ALS better? Video? We could be on the news.
What if we don't do it? Are we going to get ALS?
Yeah, that's how it works.
How do we donate the $100? How do we do this? How do we make it happen?
ALSA.org.
Oh, Christ.
Yeah,
I was hoping like you were going to say, we'll figure it out. And then
Ferber cheated, too, by the way. They nominated like 14 people. You're supposed to nominate three people.
Okay, well, then we're off the hook.
But we were like number two.
Yeah, we're still on the hook. We're off the hook because it's 24 hours. You have.
Well, no, we got to pay the $100. I'm fine with paying the $100. I think we all should.
$33 each?
No, 33 and 33 cents. One of us has to do $0.34, though. Otherwise, it's going to be $99.99. You know what, guys? I'll do it. I'll do the extra spending.
Speaking of cents, mm-hmm. Anderson.
Yes.
We had a market number of people that tweeted us photos of their shirts and their packages.
Oh, no. What? What?
With a note from the postman saying, you owe me 80 cents.
What?
Which That's was ironic, great. 80 cents.
That was great.
Are you serious?
We had like five people that were like, glad I got my shirt. Could have fucked up. I had to pay the postman 80 cents.
What the fuck? I hope. Okay, everyone better get their goddamn shirts. And I went there and I did it on the scale, one by one, and gave them what they don't even let you like add or subtract. Like, it has to go
yeah,
by what the scale.
Automatic.
That those fuckers.
Yeah, I don't trust the post office scale at
and I,
all.
Oh, I didn't even tell any of you how this
than,
went
it's
down.
It's better than that stamps.com bullshit, though, so don't do that.
So I had to do over 50, I had to send over 50 packages, right, the shirts mm-hmm. to the listeners. And I went into the post office while they were open because I already went in the night before when they were closed, but the stamp, like the scales, the part that has the scales and whatnot is supposed to be open.
Yeah.
And they were, but the electronic scales, broken, down.
Mm, which post office did you go to?
I went to three, and they were all down.
Oh, my
Three,
God.
Three, in the middle of the night. So I'm like, fuck this. I'll just go
God
in
telling us
tomorrow
to mail those shirts.
And I'll deal with like an actual human being. So I got in the line. I went up to the human being. And I had a sack. I looked like Santa. Mm-hmm. There were a lot. And I said, hey, I need to send all of these. I want to make sure that it has the appropriate postage. I want to make sure they get to where they're going. Can I do it through here? The guy just grunts and points to where the electronic scales are. And I said, they're not working. Working now.
Okay.
So I went and I spent an hour.
Was that at the Studio City post office
no,
with that fuck Ed who works there, who's the laziest goddamn cocksucker with a bad attitude I've
really
ever
right.
had to deal with behind
right.
a fucking counter. I stood there for 40
nope,
minutes while that
Ed.
Fucking dick
different one.
Just took his sweet ass time. 40 minutes.
At least he
and
helped
I
you.
Went, I went, thanks. And he just went, like,
at least he helped
like
you.
Moaned at me.
Okay. Listen, this guy did not help me.
I know
all.
You're listening, Ed. Piece of shit.
I'm sorry, guys. You had to spend 80 cents. That's fucked up.
North Hollywood post office.
People were like, it got to the point where people were like, this is a conspiracy. And I was like, we are not smart enough to figure out how little sense, how
damn
little
it.
Postage
so,
to
like,
give you.
The postman
so you
just stands
80
there
cents.
And has his hand out.
It's this weird little like manila folder that comes attached with your package. And it says, like, please return this to the postman, and this is like 80 cents on it. Because,
about, or
because
you could just write, fuck you.
They
would have
got sent back
shirt.
To us, but we didn't have
a return address.
So the cost
well,
got.
Well, at least they did that. But I mean, what are they? Are they weighing on a different scale? Because I'm weighing on their fucking scale. There's no way I can
I'm very
hey,
curious.
I want to pay for this, but I want to pay 80 cents yeah. less than it should be. Why would anyone do that?
When I mail my shirts.
And are they really to the point where they're weighing each fucking thing?
Hey, when I mail my shirts with the guy at the post office, the first mm-hmm. batch, which was 30, mm-hmm. The first batch, they were like 330, 340 each, depending on if it was an extra large or large. They were all over $3.
These were all like 280.
And then I went back and did the scale, and it was in the 280 range. And I'm like, something's wrong here.
Yeah, so
and
the scales are fucking wrong.
And then we were back in the post office to mail like two, and I waited in line after a hike with Tara, mm-hmm. and they were like 450. And I went, okay,
The scale's
wrong,
right?
It's like $1 more than they were like 2 weeks ago when I mailed
the same scales
shirts.
Are probably calibrated for the fat women that work at the post office that want to feel thin because they probably weigh themselves on those in
the
morning.
You're totally right.
It's probably what it is.
We're totally
it's
right.
It's definitely what it
After
is.
After they're off, they get a step stool and they get up there and they're like, I'm only 300 today. And then they get
I
home.
Would only cost $500 to send to Minnesota.
Oh, my God. You're totally correct.
It is weird that of like the 50 we shipped, it's just like, 10%, five of them.
Guys, honestly, and I know that our listeners and whoever would support us to the point of buying a shirt would not fuck with us. So, send us an email if you did not get your shirt. Because at least the post office did deliver it. And even if they did, ask for their little fucking 80 cents, those bastards. The manila envelope and this the hassle of the whole thing. You know, but at least they didn't just throw them away or whatever, right? So, but if you did, for whatever reason you didn't get your shirt, just let us know.
Yeah, and I also want to say to the people who bought shirts for me, recently in England, I'm sorry I haven't shipped them yet, but they've been sitting in the front seat of my car for over a week.
$50 ship.
Because I can't bring myself to get in line at the fucking post office. I will do it tomorrow.
Yeah, we had a fair amount of people that were like, hey, why aren't you doing your national settlement? Because I'm like, dude, it's like $30 to ship it to you.
I don't know if they say it that way.
For me, to go to England, it's like $850 or $875. Yeah.
How are you sending it?
Post office.
Yeah, but when it gets to them, they get a little manila envelope asking for $63.
Yep.
You were $63 short.
Are you doing it media mail?
I don't know.
Okay. Enough mail talk. Jeez.
But I have to fill out that goddamn form, which makes it not worth it.
Little, you guys want to hear?
Besides the fact that there's no profit.
Little Family Feud?
Before that, by the way, it's episode 250.
Oh, yeah. Congratulations to us. We're
our quarter centennial?
One quarter of the way to our goal of 1,000 shows.
Do you think we're like more than halfway through our shows or
fuck yes.
Oh, someone emailed me today. Fuck.
Really?
Absolutely.
Remember when we were trying to figure out like what our last show would be, what number it would be?
I think
someone emailed me something today about you.
20 weeks from now we'll be reconsidering. Should we keep doing this?
20 weeks?
Because I'm coming up on my 50th episode of my podcast and I'm reconsidering doing that one.
Oh, I can understand that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because it's the same old shit. It's me walking around.
A lot of work. Hey, we went to a cave.
Yes, we did.
You
Dangerous cave.
Good time.
It was nice. Had a good lunch.
Yeah. We had a date.
I'm going back to that place again.
Yeah, I thought you would.
All because of the service. I don't even care if the food was good or not, which it was.
It was great service. Like, they actually look you in the eye and they thank you, and they're actually appreciative of your. They have it down. I know they can't actually believe it, but they make you believe that they care.
You want to know how we know
we
they
are
have
such
it down?
Old men?
They're packed.
They're packed.
They're packed. And
the
nobody walks
cafe.
In and sees the crowd and sees the wait and walks away. Everyone just goes, okay, I'll
see
down.
We saw some great characters there, too. We're talking about this place called A Little Cafe in
Tarzana.
That
guy that if he's not a director of obscure plays, I don't know what that guy does.
What did that guy look like? How do you describe him? Like, he had like a beret on, big glasses, long
like
gray.
One of the guys on the cover of the cough drops.
Oh, he looked like somebody that would have been on Sesame Street in the 70s, like running a grocery store.
Yes.
Right?
Yes. He would have been wearing the Robin Williams rainbow suspenders unironically.
Yes, he may have been. He was wearing a jacket. But Mike and I sat at this little table at this little tiny cafe called aptly named The Little Cafe, which is a great place. I don't even need to give him like a plug because the place is packed.
The place is packed.
It's only open until 3 p.m., 5 days or 7 days
which
a week.
Which I love. Yeah. I love that.
And don't
they
fuck
focus,
with the dinner crowd.
They focus on one thing.
And it was right next to a shady liquor store, which has gone out of business. So they're the only thing in this tiny little spot. I lived down the street from it for 2 years before I finally saw this place. I mean,
Good stuff.
And I zipped by it. Like, I would go by it on my way to work every single night, never saw it. And then I saw it, and I'm like, holy shit.
Good discovery.
Place is fucking awesome. Yeah. And they take such good care of you. They're so nice. It's like, you feel like you're in the 70s.
Hey, I'll start meeting you there for breakfast if you want.
The way things used to be. Yeah, I'm down. We should do that more often.
Yeah.
Because I wake up and I just want to kill myself every fucking morning.
Every
morning I get out of bed. I'm like, why am I getting out of bed?
This is horrible.
I took
some steps like you did.
Yeah, I went and saw my hot doctor. She's really hot, so it makes me uncomfortable.
Yeah, I need to see her.
Yeah, she's totally hot. Maybe I can find a picture of her online.
Sexy rotund?
Just take one when you're there. No one's that hot.
You know what's funny is no one's as hot as sexy rotund. I'm sitting there waiting for her, right? I had an appointment with her last week. This might not go anywhere, but okay, she brings me into her office, and their place is slammed. I've been there four times now.
It's
this
like
is the first
little,
time that
it's like
been,
the little cafe.
Been packed. It was packed. And they actually took me right back because there's nowhere to sit in the waiting room. So they actually gave me my own little room to sit in, which was nice.
For half an hour?
Yeah. But, you know, I knew what was happening. I brought a magazine and I was studying for the film vault and this and that. So then she calls me into her main office and I'm sitting there. And then she's starting to get phone calls from like the front about insurance carriers. And like I guess she's trying to open up to, I don't know. So I'm sitting there listening to her do her business for like 5-10 minutes. And she kept looking up saying, I'm so sorry, Anderson, but this is, I've been waiting to deal with this stuff. I'm like,
and you're just
no
like
problem.
All starry-eyed. Like,
no
keep
problem.
I'll sit
go
here
ahead.
All day. No, I'll watch you wash your car.
She's very stern, though. Very stern. And I made her smile. Her smile, which I think is hard to do. So I think that I got her in my good graces.
Sweet.
She gave me a bunch of, what do you call those, trial drugs? Mm-hmm. Lots of trial drugs. Kicked those things down like she got paid to get rid of them or something. That was good.
Just like that.
And then she gave me a prescription for some serious medication to fix my attitude.
I'm working on that too. And
you want to use me as a guinea pig?
I'm starting my own work also.
Okay.
The right.
Yeah. Depression is just such an annoying thing. It's so annoying because you feel like, I'm sorry, Todd, but you feel like a pussy talking about it. Like when I try to talk about it with my wife, I feel like such an asshole because she is so goddamn busy. She has so much on her plate and she's dealing with mentally ill homeless people all day. She comes home to her fat husband who's like, I'm sad. And I feel like a total pussy.
I'm with you.
But at the same time,
it's supposed to be men.
When you see what happens to people like Robin Williams,
yeah,
and you got to take care of yourself.
I agree. And I'm glad you are because...
And I know it's hard to tell on the show because, you know, I get really excited when I'm around you guys and, you know, there's certain people that, you know.
Well, because I'm changing my attitude and I don't want to be the only happy-go-lucky guy sitting here.
Okay. Well, I think we're all happy-go-lucky when we're on the show. And I know Catherwood talks about it as well.
Can I tell you, I spoke with someone yesterday and had a long talk and I'm going to go see him tomorrow. And one of the things that he recommended in the short term, he's like, also, stop looking at Facebook in the morning. And just don't do it.
It's not a problem for me.
So I did not get up and look at Facebook and Twitter like I normally do every single morning. I wake up fine, get some coffee, get some oatmeal, sit there, and I just go through Facebook posts, and I just get deeper and deeper into sadness. And I'm like, I don't understand why I'm on the planet with these people that post this shit. And that's just a little starting. It's just a little kickstart to a bad day where I'm just like, there's nothing on here that I need to hear.
It would depress me.
It would be like looking at bad news.
People are already up doing things.
Kind of.
It would make me feel like I'm behind.
But it's also like when what opens up on my computer first is the front page of USA Today. And sometimes I open it. So today, beheading, and then like 10 bad things on the side. And I'm like, fuck this. Mm-hmm. Why am I doing this? And if you don't look at it, my day started much better than it normally does.
I've been actively avoiding, especially world news. There's nothing I can do.
There's nothing you can do.
I'm only interested in what's happening on my street when there's leaks coming up from the street.
Or sexy young girls walking on your
property.
Or
sexy rotunds, or if there's a leak in my shower. That's where I focus my energy.
And then I started this book today, The War of Art, which has a lot of helpful information in there.
We'll never hear
about that again. You should listen to this.
I read.
This
I'm a reader.
Has some great information. Mm-hmm. Great information.
Thanks. I'll look it up. Maybe we'll talk about it
more. A lot of information about motivation.
This weekend.
Self-motivation.
When we're celebrating our 4-year anniversary.
Yes.
Yeah,
it's
tight,
Mike,
tight.
Apparently.
Yeah, no, I'm
Mike's,
probably going to be there.
Mike will be there.
Yeah.
This just in, Carano, Dr. Drew's listening to the program. He just sent me a text, have Tyler patch me in? And I said, Tyler doesn't know how.
God.
How's he listening? Oh.
Because he's in New York, so he's getting the show.
He gave me a panic attack that we were broadcasting.
I know. I was like, I wish we would have started.
No,
better.
I have it
started stronger.
So I wrote, he doesn't know how, and he just responds, "Fuck."
I think we have audio
of
Drew's reaction.
Uh-huh.
Yeah,
Drew, you can't. I'm sorry, Tyler doesn't know how to Tyler could have tried to patch in right now.
What is happening?
Yeah, I'm sorry, Tyler doesn't know how to do it. All right. Authentic,
hey,
angry Drew.
I do want to say this. I listened to Rune and Lindsay's podcast.
Oh, yeah. Good. It's a good show.
And
well,
I thought
you can say that.
I thought it was good. I wanted it to suck because I want us to be better.
Mm-hmm.
But I thought they had a lot of chemistry.
They did.
And I thought it was interesting.
You still think they're banging?
I don't know now.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. But honestly, my feelings. Let me think of how to say this.
It's called the Pretty Odd Cast, and I have helped them with it.
They got a better name than we do.
Pretty Odd Cast.
Rune sounds cool and smart.
Rune sounds, yeah,
the
Rune's
magic
a lot
of
better.
Radio.
If Rune was always like the way he is on the podcast, I'd be able to hang out with him.
Yeah. And Lindsay.
A little less trucks are fast,
sounds,
a little more podcasts are in.
And Lindsay sounds sexy as fuck.
Wow. Didn't say that. That was.
She's here.
But Lindsay.
Really?
Lindsay's going to get better. She's going to be more herself on it. But
she's actually not in the room right
I'm
now.
I'm glad
but she's
that,
here.
That people are saying good things because I know that they've worked hard on it. This point, it's a hard podcast because what they do is like their first episode's about LARPing. For those of you who don't know what LARPing is, it's live action role playing. It's not fucking a thing.
Oh, and really? They actually, oh, God, I must not have listened to the right show.
Lindsay actually went out and found like a LARPing group online and infiltrated it and became a LARPer for a weekend. And then they come on and they talk about it. It's the same thing journalists used to do. And they
can
write,
I tell
like,
you
big,
how much I appreciated
exposés.
The fact that they actually took the effort and actually went out and did that?
That's what they're doing for the show. So it's going to probably be like a couple times a month because it takes so much work.
Yeah. But I really appreciated that as a listener.
But don't they know that they can just come in here not plan?
Yeah,
or
and
anything?
Not plan and just
how do you do that?
Just go blah, and play music and run out. And you'll sell
and
out.
Be racist to security guards.
And you'll sell
and
out.
He was racist to us, Ty. Yeah.
Well, whatever.
All right, so the latest filth from Family Feud, Stephen, what's his name? What's his name?
Hawking.
No, Steve
Spielberg.
Harvey. Steve Harvey. The Steve Harvey edition is this. This is the question asked to 100 people. What traffic sign best describes your love life? Here's the answer that the chick gave.
Wet pussy.
Close. Steve, I got a good answer. My traffic sign that best describes my love life?
Slippery when wet.
What the fuck is the show becoming?
That's what they were looking for, right? Hard
good answer.
Required.
Good answer.
And her father is standing next to her, like, he didn't give her the good answer, and it wasn't up on the board, so they lost money. And his wife's a whore, or his daughter's a whore. Yeah. Uh-huh.
Do they play the same music?
Yep.
They didn't update it. I don't know why this is like the most ancient sounding recording.
This is Richard Dawkins style.
But they didn't update it.
I bet you Drew hates Richard Dawkins. Can you say that? Dawkins?
It's Dawkins? Not Dawkins. It's Richard
Dawson.
Dawson. Yeah.
I bet you
Hogan's,
Drew hated
Hogan's
that
Heroes.
Can you see Drew hating that guy?
So,
isn't it great that Drew can't respond?
I know nothing about Richard Dawson. I think he might be dead now, but
Running Man.
He seems like he might be a difficult person to get along with.
He kissed every single chick.
Yeah.
Every girl.
Yeah. I'm going to look and see if he wrote a book about all the girls he fucked in the dressing room.
I think we're okay about
while their family waited in the next room.
I told you I used to work for Game Show Network, right?
Mm-hmm.
I told you that I used to run audio on that show?
Yes.
I tell you that I used to have lavalier mics, which are the little pocket mics that everyone
you
has.
You never told me any good stories, and I'd like to hear them on the air
right now. I ever tell you
that
a couple of the hosts would take lunch breaks and forget to take off their lavs.
Oh. And they would talk about the guests or talk about
each
other.
There wasn't a whole lot of talking.
Are you serious?
Sounds like that. And it was uncomfortable for me and my little
dudes.
Nope. There were chicks and dudes. It was a girl and guy. And I would turn it down, but I would still see the needles bounce because I could hear them. It was uncomfortable.
Where were they going for lunch?
They would stay in their little rooms.
Wow.
And it happened on more than one occasion.
Was it a game show we would have heard of?
It was weird the way it went down. It wasn't really a game show. It was like interstitials and stuff. But I can say this because I worked with literally dozens of different hosts. But yes, that did happen.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. I could own that guy. Better than that, though.
That happens a lot,
Circle
you know.
Circle takes a square.
People when they're mic'd up because I remember.
Could have ruined two marriages with one fail swoop.
I remember
if I went pub.
At Dennis Miller, he would leave his lav on.
What?
Like they would mic him up and yeah. It'd be like 20 minutes of showtime and then he'd go have conversations with people and everyone in the booth would be listening.
That's the one person on set you don't want to talk shit about is the sound guy.
Absolutely.
I got burned two or three times in film school talking shit about a sound girl and I'd hear her from like way across the park. Fuck you, Anderson! I'm like, oh, Jesus. She can hear me. I forget.
Yep. Dennis used to do rehearsals, and they had live inner studio cameras. So everything that was shot at CBS, including CBS New York, you had a channel to watch it live as it was being shot because the cameras all had a direct feed to everyone's TV and everyone's office. So we would all watch David Letterman live at 2:30 in the afternoon. It was fucking great because you would hear him talking during commercials, and there was nothing cut out, and it was just profanity and fuck the, you know, I don't want that fucking no get out, let's wrap this up and just all this stuff the same thing was with Dennis would be mic'd up and he would be talking to the writers and it was just going through everyone's TV who wanted to tune into
did
that
did you
channel.
Get tired of watching him cuss during the break and ask for
I had
sandwiches?
To watch the rehearsals for some reason. It's part of my job.
Drew just chimed in via text letting us know that he loved Richard Dawson. Which I find shocking. I find very shocking. That's all.
Shocking.
All right, before we get Drew on,
ask
here,
him why we
we'll
didn't
get Drew
go out
on
to dinner on Friday.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Wait. Okay, sorry. Go.
I was just going to talk about my quick violation here, and then maybe we'll get Drew on.
What'd you violate?
I got violated.
Who violated you?
He sure did.
All right, this is how, I don't know what this says about me and my life, but this happened 2-3 weeks ago, and I keep forgetting to bring it up on the show, yet.
Well, it says to me you're a rape victim. And you should tell your hot doctor that.
I really... Oh, the hot one?
Yeah.
My hot doctor?
I didn't tell you this last week, but I was molested.
Wait,
as a child? No, last week by a masseuse.
I should ask Drew this, but if I get my prostate checked, is my hot doctor the one that's going to put their finger there, or do I go see a specialist for that? Because I don't know if I can deal with the hot doctor having me... Like,
probably a specialist.
Drop trow!
It's probably a proctologist.
I bet, right?
She's hot, but sounds like that?
No. I was doing the old 70s drop trow thing. Crowley used to make fun of me. She's hot, guys. I don't know what to tell you.
How hot?
Like, she could have been like Miss Russia. Miss, like, little province in Russia.
Miss Moscow.
Back when she was, like, you know, early
20s. Miss Balkans.
She's probably like my age, but she's really blonde
supple.
Hair.
I got to go see this doctor for some reason.
You know why I picked her?
Because she's hot.
Because she's Russian, and she's a woman, and I knew there was a slight chance that she was hot.
Yeah, of course.
That's the only reason why I picked her.
Isn't
and then
that
I
weird?
Realized right
was
afterwards.
Was her last name, like, Slutskaya?
I'm not gonna, it's close. It
it's
sounds
weird
like,
because
it sounds like a Russian hockey player.
Is there any other ethnicity besides being Russian where you're so hot young and so not hot when you're old?
Yeah, you look like 10 miles of bad road pretty quick when you get old when you're Russian. Or light, fair skinned at all.
It's got to be because of the diet.
You don't
right?
want to marry a blonde chick. Except my doctctor, she looks great. Probably because she's on supplements.
Maybe because she came to America.
A lot of Asian women,
home
too, though. They
brave.
Age great until they're like 60, and then they turn like 61, they look like they're 90.
I noticed that. Yeah, like you can't tell if an Asian is like 12 or like 45, and then all of a sudden, oh, look, she's like the old dragon lady. A
lot of Mexican chicks are
wait,
super
that
hot
Wait, is everything
young,
I just said racist?
Balloon up to like 300 pounds.
Mexican chicks?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, it's terribly offensive, but I don't think it's necessarily
same
racist.
Same with Italians. A lot of Italian chicks are insanely hot, and then they grow a mustache.
They could get that no-no.
And they get chubby.
The no-no. All right. A couple weeks ago, I came back from camp, and my back was...
I just had to badmouth my own race so that I didn't seem like a racist.
I wish I could do that. Germans and Irish are horrible. Nazis are drunks.
All right, Tyler, throw in something about the Indians. They can't handle their fire water. They get a belly full of fire water. And
they love a free blanket.
All right, so a couple weeks ago, I get back from camp. My back's killing me, right? And for one of the first times ever, I felt like I deserved a massage. Like, I needed one.
Absolutely.
I could feel the knots. My back was killing me. And actually,
you deserve
it
just because you're white.
I went on Yelp, and I found a place that had all really good reviews, very good reviews, and it was called
Maybe
Super.
Yelp. The guy touched my balls.
It's on Super Relax. You've been to a massage. There's tons of massage parlors, especially out in the valley, and they're all.
I enjoy listening and keep.
All right.
Keep up the good.
What's going on?
Oh, sorry.
Are they reading the reviews?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, Jesus Christ. It's gross. Stop reading reviews.
Why are they reading it so loud while we're doing a show?
I know.
Jesus Christ. Have some respect.
Pretty odd cast, fuckers. So. I walk into this place not knowing what the hell's going on because I've never been to this place. It has like a bunch of like really good reviews from chicks, which I thought was a good move because you never know when you go into these places, especially in the valley, they might be the dick touching type.
Probably are. Now I think they are.
So I go up to the front and it's like the normal little place. They have like the music playing and there's some incense burning and there's an old Chinese man behind the counter and I said, he's like, you have an appointment? And I said, no, I don't. He's like, it's okay, we take you. And he opens this curtain and he takes me into this giant room. It's just one big room, no walls, nothing.
Too big.
There's
too big.
About
like
15 people getting massaged.
Mm-hmm. Not good.
There's just nothing but beds.
Should have
walked
out.
It's a giant open room with like multi massages going on all at once.
You went to a massage gangbang?
That's what it was.
Oh, it's like a key party.
Masorgi?
And they had one TV on with like some waterfalls and the nice relaxation music. And they had me sit down on this little bench and take off my shoes.
In real life, in nature, waterfalls are not relaxing.
Yeah, they're kind of intimidating.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Somehow when you go inside, mini waterfall, suddenly
relaxing. Let
me
take my shoes and socks off, put them in the bucket, and I'm just sitting there, and I have no idea what's coming next. Hmm. All of a sudden, a man... whispers into my ear, take off your shirt, which I do. And I see that I look over to my left and I see this older Asian woman. She's taking off her shirt, but she's laying down and I see her boob completely, nipple, everything.
Okay.
I'm completely in this world now, right? I feel like I'm in Bangkok or something. I'm not in the valley anymore. I'm the only white dude in there. Everyone getting massaged is Asian, everyone being massaged.
Do they bring over a pipe and want you to smoke whatever?
Opium?
Yeah.
Oh, that would have been great. I'd be there right now. I would have never left. No, opium's actually the worst. All the drugs I've done, opium made me more sad and angry and
really?
Hate the world more than anything I've ever done.
Not while you were high on it?
Yeah, it was awful. Could not wait to be done with
all
that
right,
shit.
Mental note.
Opium.
Don't do opium.
So he continues to rub me, and then he has me like lay down, and he's giving
right
me. He's
there,
really good.
I got a problem. I don't want the dude massaging me. I want to be a girl.
I know, but dudes are stronger, so it's give and take.
Yeah, it's not give and take.
It's give and take.
It's not give and take.
You're going to get a better massage from a dude. But you're going to be
okay
more tense
with the fact that you're totally gay.
So he does.
It's coming from
the
man who shared a candlelit couch ride with.
That's right. Anderson might come out of the closet and leave you out in the cold.
He has me flip over, which they do, and they, you know, he's massaging my pecs, and then he does this thing where like he's using my old weight to get to the bottom of my like the underneath my back, where he's getting the shoulder blades really good because like the weight of my body is like digging in. It's good. It's good. Okay. Then. What else was kind of weird is like he had bad indigestion. Like I could hear him like burping a lot.
How much did this cost?
The burping part I did not like. So then he puts his hand right on my crotch. I'm not lying at all. Jostles it back and forth a little bit as he's rubbing my shoulder lightly. His right hand on the penis and rubbing. Like there was no question about it. None. I kept my eyes closed. So I don't know if he was staring at me. There's people everywhere. Like, I would have been terrified if I was in a little private room, but like, the only thing that made me not so scared was it's not like he's going to whip it out and start, you know, having his way with me.
It's like how when you're in high school and a girl's letting you touch her boob, you don't just go in full force with both hands. You leave one touching some other part of her body so you seem kind of like a gentleman. Yeah.
He was doing that, and I'm not kidding.
I got to loosen up my balls just thinking about this story.
If I was aroused, what does he do? Does he put his hand on my pants in front of everyone else? There's people all around us.
Was it on webcam?
And it was a dude.
Yeah, I don't like it.
Are you more upset that there's people around or the man was touching your wiener?
Why did I give the name of the place? Shit! I can't give the name of the place after this story.
I gotta say, I've gone to the same massage place in Brea.
You gotta mark
like
it.
7 or 8 times.
I don't know where it is.
I'll find it.
And a few times the girl massages a little too close to my balls, where her my balls are resting on her hand. And I'm like...
She jostling?
No, she's massaging my leg, and she's legitimately massaging.
But it's been established that you have giant balls.
It has been established.
Yeah.
In relation.
Right. To the rest of you?
They're not giant. They're just big. Giant from my perspective.
Could you comfortably fit like a small child's hat on your balls?
No, they're not that big.
Okay.
It's just
what about like those old ones? Those little.
Hey, let me clarify for the listener.
Like the hard helmets, the baseball helmets you used to get the ice cream in.
I've never said I had giant balls. I just don't like my balls.
You're constantly talking about the rubbing.
Yeah, they're
and
constantly in the way. If I could have my balls removed, I would have a lot more room down there and be a lot more comfortable. That's what I'm saying.
I'm gonna go patch Drew, and then we're gonna end the show.
I'd have some splaining to do.
Wait, before. Okay, whatever.
What? Tie.
So someone emailed me today and said that you had a prediction in episode 105 about episode 250. Mm-hmm. So I was going to play it. I just didn't know if you want to play it now before
Drew.
Yeah,
we'll
do a pre-Drew. Okay.
Prediction.
I feel bad that we're leaving Dr.
Train
Drew on hold.
Chugging. Oh, hold on.
Train chugging. Drew's not on hold. He's just sitting in the studio.
Why do you get there so early?
Reading the newspaper. Because he's in New York, so it's 12:30.
Oh, my God.
He doesn't like strip joints. He could be getting a massage right now.
By a dude in an open room with about 40 strangers.
I gotta change. I can't say the name of the place.
Okay,
right?
So this is from episode 105, Forget Everything You Know.
That was
Anderson
a good one.
Makes a prediction about episode 250.
Well, balls to the interior wall lining of your.
I don't think you could do it. I don't believe there's a cavern inside of my body where my balls will fit.
Yeah.
Where do you think your balls came from? They dropped down into your sack.
Yeah, when you're a little kid, that cavern fills in with other stuff like organs.
Tyler, tell me if you see this as being a reality. All right, the show, like, let's say we get to, like, 250, like the goal is now for me. And by then, we've actually gotten some advertisement, and we've picked up an actual audience, and we're making money, right? But we when the show starts, we just feel so guilt-ridden that we're actually charging for this thing or getting sponsorship that the shows are just awful. Right? It's like we barely even speak. We barely do anything. And then,
I didn't even know that was our actual goal.
No, it's not our goal. My goal is to get to 250. Whatever happens, happens. You know, I'm not going
to... My goal is to get paid 250, you know?
I'm not going to Mike Carano and say, no, thank you. No, thank you. Please don't advertise on the show. No, thank you. I'll say, yeah, sure, if you want to. I like to help out sponsors. You know what I mean? But...
So if any of our listeners have small businesses they'd like to promote,
I
hit
see
us up.
Get to a place where we have an audience and we're making some cash. And we can't do it, though. It's just miserable. We don't have a good time. And nothing's fun. Nothing's funny. And then, but we get together secretly, like on Wednesday nights or something, and do it a show that we don't even post, or we just put
pro
it
bono.
On a separate website. And we're like, oh, this feels so much better. No pressure. We're doing the show in a parking lot, and we're going to put it on a secret website where 10 people know.
Keep cheating
it.
On ourselves.
Can't you see that as being a reality?
You know, that picture could be called probono.com, too.
For testing so much of my actions right there and showing the lemon party with the Santa.
By the way, that was sort of innocuous, but that was the worst we've ever treated Reggie.
That was Random Fair showing him the dicks. That was a great episode.
What a weird coincidence that you just played a random or a clip.
And we're talking about balls back then?
And we're talking about balls before we talked about the clip, before we played the clip.
We've come zero circle.
Why are we talking about balls? We don't talk about balls that often.
You know what made me sad about that clip?
Huh.
Is that was 100 episodes ago.
145.
And you're talking about, and someday if we get some sponsors, we've come no closer to having sponsors.
No, we do it on our own. We don't need sponsors. We don't want to sell out to the man.
No, we don't. We don't want sponsors. That's for sure.
Unless. We got shirts.
Unless.
We got shirts?
Unless there's money involved.
We do live shows? We got posters that we don't sell?
Good point. Good point.
Yeah. We make things available early that the listener can or cannot pay for if they like? Yeah, we do it on our own. That way we don't have to answer the man.
Like frontiersmen.
No, and we don't have to apologize for shit.
It appeals to Anderson's pioneer
spirit. Except for the words that come out of our mouth.
Every morning when you try it, lugs like a giant bucket of water to another pool.
Sorry,
of water.
Lauren, it's something Anderson's having me do. Yeah. It's hard to explain.
It's got
to
be a wooden bucket that's leaking too.
Yeah.
A lot.
And it's got to slosh from side to side until you get to the point where as you turn it over to port, there's actually just nothing left.
Imagine how dehydrated we would be if we had to walk out of our ice cold cabin and go to like a river to fetch water in the morning.
Imagine how much my bladder and colon would explode if I had an outhouse that I had to go to
in the snow.
I would just not.
My brother and his wife went to visit her in-laws in Germany, and one of the relatives they stayed with lived in one of those old-fashioned fairy castle looking houses with an outhouse, and he said it was like 10 below one night and he had to go pee, and he goes, "You just do it." And I'm like, "Yeah, I don't know."
Isn't that why you have a bedpan?
He goes, "You're in pain, but you walk out and you're just, I don't know."
So you have a fancy little silver thing that you pee or shit in the middle of the night. And the servants come and empty it out for you.
Put all of my effort into moving somewhere else.
Chamber pot.
Regardless of how charming it was.
Dr. Drew has a chamber pot. He has a gold one.
Testing.
I think he travels with it, right? Or does he travel with the silver one?
He's on. He should be on.
Yeah, I know.
Can you hear me?
Drew.
Tyler?
You travel with the carbon fiber one because it's lightweight. Hello? Yes, we can hear you.
There you are.
There we are. Got crazy feedback in here.
You sound better than we do.
Really? A lot of testicle talk with you guys. A lot of balls.
Tonight. Did you hear about Anderson getting possibly
tonight,
molested?
Tonight, 150 episodes ago, still balls.
Every show. I never said I had big balls. I said I wanted my balls to be removed because they're always in the way.
You said you were adjusting your balls.
What a ball echo.
I'm always adjusting them. I'm terrified of that testicular strangulation thing or whatever it is. Terrified.
Torsion?
Yes.
Not
I'm terrified
happen.
Of that.
You don't have to worry about it.
Testicularectomy?
Testicular torsion.
I adjust
everything. Why do you worry
everything?
About torsion? You're too old for
because
that.
Because I know people that it's happened to.
Yeah, it's awful when it does, but it's pretty uncommon.
Drew, what would happen if I grab my nuts right now, my sack, and I just twist as hard as I can?
That would hurt.
But nothing would happen?
Let's go back and talk about Richard Dawson. That's way better.
I don't think anyone wants to talk about Richard Dawson.
Drew, trying to steer the show.
Richard Dawson.
You're an invited guest.
This is a rudderless ship. It will not be installed. You're an
invited guest. You don't come on here and
Richard Dawson was actually a movie star. But most people know him from Hogan's Heroes.
Hogan's Heroes, right.
No, I know him from Family Feud and Kissing Chicks.
Yeah.
making their panties drop, which actually happened. This chick was whispering, and then he took the mic away from her mouth so that no one could hear, and then she whispered into his ears, "My panties just dropped down." But right into his lavalier, so everyone heard it.
Oh my god!
Good shit.
Who are the hosts that were humping in your their lavaliers that you were listening
Drew,
in on?
Drew thinks we have so few listeners that we can just name names.
Yeah, Drew, what the fuck?
You guys just went through a whole conversation about how you have no listeners and no.
That was from a 105. Now we have listeners. We have power, Drew. We're a powerful show. Don't fuck with us.
Let's go back to the antidepressants too.
Oh, here we go. Yeah.
That's what we need to talk about.
Do we?
And what was Mike? Mike, you said you're working on something?
Yeah, I am. I had to call some friends to deal with this anger issue that I have inside.
I got to
tell us more.
Inside.
What anger
issue? I have a lot of anger inside, and sometimes
is that
why
you didn't call me for dinner last week?
No, you were supposed to call me.
Oh, no, you're supposed to call me.
Can I say this? Something?
I apologize.
There's something actually quite soothing about Drew being this like bodiless voice. Like I'm actually like.
It's like a fortune teller.
It's like the universe is speaking to you. It's like very calming.
It is calming, and his microphone sounds exceptionally good.
It's good, right? It's a good booth. Yeah. He's in a really small room over there.
Yeah?
Yeah. Sounds good.
Unlike your massage parlor.
Yeah, Drew, when's the last time you got a massage and they tried to give you a handy?
Never.
Never?
Yeah, myself either.
It was a masseur?
Yeah, it's a dude. Bad indigestion. Kept burping.
Oh my god.
It was very uncomfortable. I felt great when I left, though, I gotta tell you.
Really?
Yeah. I was
would you rather,
so much pain.
Would you rather
there.
Have the guy burping the entire time or muttering quietly in his breath, so itchy. So
itchy. I think burping. Itchy part is bad. Hey, Ebola possibility up in Sacramento. You guys hear about that?
At a Kaiser or something?
Wait. So turns out that the only way to get Ebola is through bodily fluids, kind of like AIDS. Right?
Is that true, Dr. Drew?
Hang on. The Roger just came in and started talking to me.
Yeah.
I'm on Anderson podcast.
I'm on Anderson podcast.
Well, that's I, a good, I tried, I was
changing the name.
Anderson podcast. I think I would describe it to him in a way that he would get.
He would understand.
Yeah.
So is that true? Bodily fluids?
We're changing the name of the show. Contact with, you know, but that's the same as any virus, pretty much.
Yeah.
It's just not an airborne virus. And so if you, you know, if your hand touches a countertop and then somebody else's hand comes along. That's a way of transmitting. It's highly contagious.
That's fucked up.
Well, that's misleading then because they're
trying
to... You
can't get AIDS that way.
People are suggesting that you can't get it through just contact. It's got to be like some kind of direct fluid.
Right.
Well...
If somebody spits in my eye and they have Ebola, can I get it?
Yeah.
Yes. Oh, bad.
See, that's bodily fluid.
That is misleading then because
that's bodily fluid.
The chances of somebody having a conversation and spitting on me are highly likely.
No, because they don't get to talk.
Yeah, they're pretty sick.
If they're talking to you.
What'd you say? I have Ebola! I'm like, oh, fuck.
No, it's much more, it's the what's called a fomite. Things they touch, then you touch. Mm.
Good thing I touch everything.
Is this how you guys divert from talking about the anger and the depression?
No, the stuff that actually affects us, we keep personal.
Yeah,
we keep that locked inside, deep inside,
Drew.
And then, why didn't you call me on Friday?
Do you know chickens have oysters?
I honestly thought you were going to call me. And
you know, chickens have drumsticks, breasts, thighs, wings, and oysters. You know they have oysters? It's like the best part of the chicken.
I don't know if it's the best
part. The best part.
I don't know if it's the best.
It's like
part.
In between the breastplate.
Yeah,
you gotta like
I think
dig for
it's
it.
One guy saying it's the best part.
It's Chef Ramsay.
Yeah, well, you know what?
Chicken oysters.
Yeah, you know, chefs say stuff's good that's not good.
That's where I keep my secrets, is my oyster. Deep inside.
Cloistered in your oyster?
Mike.
Yes.
Confession.
Yes. Oh, Christ.
Open
and honest.
No, I had the sense your young lady friend wasn't exactly enthusiastic about me calling you Friday night, so I thought, and I was tired, so.
Oh, no. No, it was totally, it was fine.
Yes.
No, we'll do it another time.
Okay.
Can you guys talk about this or text about this off air?
I'm in New York.
Play the music. Play the music.
So you can
itchy.
Text all the way to New York.
The show's got to be done. The show's got to be finished.
Hey, when are you coming back?
Sunday.
Okay.
Yeah, but you're not going to be in here Sunday, right?
No, I'm coming like late Sunday.
Good. We're all out Sunday, too. You know what, Drew? We're having our 4-year after disaster anniversary party.
No.
Yeah.
And I'm not going?
Yeah, we're all renting a house. We're getting a big house out in Palm Springs, Palm Desert. We're all going to give each other massages. It's going to be great.
You inviting the guy that did the handy?
No, he's not going to be welcome. His indigestion keeps him close to his own personal
doctor.
He could
be there on vacation, though.
Yeah. I admire your tenacity to get through that massage.
So it costs $40 to answer your question. And then he followed me out while I was paying, and I had nothing but 20, so I kind of gave him a $20 bill, which was probably way too much. Yeah. Way too much. But what I'm going to do, like, ask for...
You're going to get the full court press next time. You're going to get the
I wouldn't
the
go back
service.
There again.
Do you think his boss thinks that he did give me full release since I gave him such a big tip?
Probably. Oh, probably got him fired.
Wait, can we get Ebola through getting massages?
Oh, sure.
Oh, no more massages! I'm going to try and do 2 massages a month just to make my back feel better, but I don't think I can do that.
Yeah, I'm not going
to
get more massages in Sudan.
You could buy one of those stupid machines I bought at Bed Bath & Beyond. It just goes...
I got one of those.
And just
hurts.
Grinds a ball into your back.
Hurts. Hurts a lot. Those things are expensive. My mom got it for me years ago for Christmas.
I've never had a massage that was really good.
What if my doctor gives massages?
Oh, my God. Let me know.
She's the best. Drew, I have a doctor that I'm very attracted to.
I heard that.
Yeah.
She will be in the prostate exam, by the way.
She will be the one?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, no.
Oh,
that's
yeah.
uncomfortable.
Is it rude if he jerks off at the same time?
Like, when she was talking to me about the possible side effects, sexual side effects from this medication that she may or may not have prescribed.
Yeah.
It got a little uncomfortable. There was some tension.
You will not have the thick, robust erection.
She looked away as she was saying that. Almost exact words, verbatim. You know what
you
I told her?
You will not have a thick, robust erection.
I told her, you know what? I don't see the wife much anymore. It's cool.
Your penis
We're
will
separated.
Be like...
We're separated.
Your penis will be like opposite of Putin.
I like her a lot. How do I show you guys a picture of her?
I think you just take it point blank when you're next in her office.
What?
I don't think you should show us a picture of her, because I have a bad feeling about this episode being aired.
Why?
Anderson's in love with his doctor. A lot of other personal information.
You're all in. No, listen.
Paul McCartney encounter
the stuff
was
you were
personal.
About, I actually, the stuff you're talking about with depression and mental health was really good.
It should get better.
No. I mean, in the context of the Robin Williams tragedy, you guys were responsible, I thought.
Yeah. That's kind of what it's in response to. I don't know if I would have brought that up. But
see?
You don't understand, though, like the shame that we were talking about? Did you hear that part where it just kind of makes you feel like less of a man for even bringing it up?
Yeah, I kind of heard you talking about that.
How many people have this? Is it everybody?
It's pretty. It's sometime or another you can have. It's very common medical problem.
I got to be honest with you. Here's my feeling about it recently. Like, we know we have depression, and sometimes it's pretty fucking bad.
Would we have it if we lived in India and we were worried about our kids living, or would our minds be like so?
It'd be worse.
But well,
it'd
here,
be worse.
I don't think it'll be worse.
I think our we'd
I
be
think
like,
out of sight, out of. I think
we'd have
ignorance
actual things to
is the key.
Yeah.
I think, but I will say, and I don't know if this is just some weird mental thing going on in my head, but when all these people started coming out of the woodwork with their depression stories after Robin Williams, I just wanted to go like, fuck you.
You did not.
Yes, I did.
Because they're like, what about me?
There's a lot of people that is kind of like a, what about me? I'm depressed too. And it's like, you're clearly not that, you're not as depressed as
you. You know, it wasn't what about me. I thought people were suddenly given permission like I'd never seen before.
I sensed it was people wanting to jump on the bandwagon.
Hey, I have depression too.
Yeah, I need my empathy too. That's how I took it.
Which I can see definitely is the case with
some
people.
That's your guys' personality disorder.
No. We see the truth, Drew.
Drew, I had the fury of 1,000 Dr. Drews when I would be like scrolling through my Facebook feed and people were like, I can't believe how you'd be so selfish to kill yourself. Like, why would you think that's the only way?
Tim Conway Jr. was saying that.
Really?
I was a screaming Dr. Drew inside me. Yeah. I was like, I cannot just sit here and reply to all these threads.
Hey, Robin Williams, they got his kids. What's the kid's situation, Drew? You know? You got young kids?
They're adults.
They're all adults, right?
Yeah.
So what the fuck, Mike? Off-air conversation.
No, that's the truth.
What?
I can't say on
the air. He's got a friend of a friend who...
What are you doing? Why?
Yeah, no,
the show is over. Why is...
Talk about that.
But growing kids? Take care of them?
Hey.
Huh?
I'm not going to... I said don't talk about it. Now you're talking about it?
I know. Sorry. We'll cut that part out. And pick up here. All right. Well, Drew, thanks for the...
It's not a friend of a friend. He's my friend.
I know. I was trying to make him more distance from you.
He's
smart.
I appreciate it.
Yeah. Not a friend of a friend. It's my friend Jim, for Christ's sake.
Robin was.
How do you know his name?
Robin was a friend of a friend.
All right.
And a friend.
What's your point?
All right. I got
there was no point.
Too. Okay. Hey, everybody. Drew, thanks for being part of the program there.
Always.
Mike, I'm sorry.
By the way, I really enjoyed sitting here listening to you guys. It's always entertaining, and I had nothing else to do, so it was extra super entertaining. No, because I had to sit and listen, and I was happy I did.
Was it frustrating when we were talking about you?
I feel bad for Lindsay.
What?
Michael, go apologize to her.
What? No.
What I said was a compliment.
I guess so. Except,
would you repeat that? She didn't hear it the first time.
I said, I listened to their podcast. I found it very enjoyable. I was quite impressed. I wanted it to suck because I want us to be better than everybody else. And I said, listening to it, I thought Rune was cool.
She's glowing.
It's bearing the lead.
And Lindsay sounded very sexy.
That's not what you said.
Pretty odd cast. Pretty odd cast. Check it out. They're
you said something a little creepier. But
and then he
right.
said that he said she was sexy.
Sexy as fuck, I believe.
good night, everybody.
Good night, Dr. Drew. Good night, everybody else, too.